Yaakov asked him to be Oga b'Eretz Kinoan. And Yaakov sat b'Eretz b'Guri Oviv b'Eretz Kinoan. Zot Rashi, Helik Rashi, Achar Shekosov, Mon. After we talked about Esav and all his toldos, now the Torah discusses Yaakov, his whole establishment. That's the parasha of Yeshiv Yaakov, the Eretz Meguri Ovid, the Eretz Kanoa. And Rashi brings later on from a medrash, Void Midrashboi Vayeshev Yaakov Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wants to sit B'Shalva, relaxed, not chill, but relaxed. Stainless chill, I went to the arts place and said chill. Kofatz Olov Roigzo Shal Yosef. It jumped on him. The Roigzoi Shal Yosef. It jumped upon him. The Roigzoi Shal Yosef. Tzadikim Evashim Neshe B'Shalvo. Rimei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loi Daya. Tzadikim Ashim B'Sukin Lam Lodom Habo. It's not enough what's waiting for them in the next world. Ashim V'Ashim Leishev B'Shalvo. Hu Oilam Hazeh. They want to sit B'Shalvo. Two diukim I have. What's the boss of BK Shakov Leishev B'Shalva? To sit in Shalva. I know a food called Shalva. It's a type of cereal they have in Atzisrara. What's Leishev B'Shalva? But the kash is, what's Leishev? BK Shakov Shalva. You want to have relax. What's Leishev B'Shalva? To sit in tranquility. What's Leishev B'Shalva? BK Shakov Shalva. You want to relax. His whole life with trials, tribulations, his whole life was difficulties, with the time of his struggle from Beth and Emoi he was struggling. He was really fighting for Beth and Emoi. Everybody talks about the struggle with the Malach. This thing started in the womb. He's struggling in the womb. He gets out, they hate him, they're fighting already. Sibling rivalry. He grow up, he's fighting. He has to run away. He's hated by his brother. He has to run away and find some type of salvation. Some type of city of refuge. He goes to Laban's house. And there, oh man, he thinks it's time to relax. He's working like a dog. Kerach, snow, this, that. My whole life. It's been trials and tribulations. It's BK Yaakov Shalva. Yaakov wants a little bit of rest. What's Leishev B'Shalva? Kofatz Olav Roigzoi Shal Yosef. I have another deek in the meeting. Kofatz Olav Roigzoi Shal Yosef. Roigzoi. What's this Roigzoi Shal Yosef? Kofatz Olav. To say he came now. The Maisa Shal Yosef. What's Roig Zoy Shal Yosef? What's Roigin? Roigin is a lashon of Rigzu V'Yal Techto. Rigzu, lashon anger. Lashon, see, maybe another definition. And the Medrash continues, Oyim Tzadikim want a Leishev B'Shalva, but Oyim Hazeh. Hashem says, Lo Dayan, Tzadikim, they have to the next world, they have to sit B'Shalva in this room. What's the time on the tzaddikim? There's a word I saw this week. The Emes, we could answer it by itself, but we want to add a little bit more Torah over here to give the guys a galaldic word for Shabbos, the cholent Friday night. Sit with that Friday night cholent and a glazal of tea and a word from the base of the Emes. Vayikanu boy echov, the pasuk says he told dreams. A lot of dreams in this parashah, Rabbi said. It doesn't say he slept that much, but there were dreams. Some guys have no dreams. Instead, he had dreams, he slept there. The first dream, Inachnu Ma'am Malumin, Besoicha Soda, Koma Alum Osi, all gathering sheaves of wheat in the Soda. Koma Alum Osi, my sheet of wheat, Kay got up, Atishtachavena, and your sheaves of wheat bow to my. To my sheaves of wheat. So over there, by that pasuk, it says, "Vayesifo oitznoi oitzoi." The pasuk says, "The pasuk says they hated him. They didn't like him. They despised him." Al chalamoisov v'al dvarav. So it says over here, "Loshin sinah, hatred." Makes the ladies v'dayek. In the second dream, "Vayachalom oit chalom hari." He tells his brothers, everybody had remembers from the coloring books, page 11. Moradina's class, the stars and the moons and everything bowing. Today it's 3D coloring books. Anyway, but. Yeah, the Shemesh Vayareach, Mekoychovim, Mishtachavim Li, he bowed to him. Over there, what does it say? Vayisap, he tells him, says the Pasuk, Vayikanu Boyechov. The brothers were jealous. Here it doesn't say a Lashon of Sin'ah, but a Lashon of Kin'ah. Ask the Beis Halevi why the change. Zok de Beis Halevi, a gewaldige Wort. Zok de Beis Halevi, the two dreams represented two different things totally. Zok de Beis Halevi, the erste dream was a dream about wheat, sheaves of wheat, bundles of wheat. But the Hilga Beis Halevi, the representation of this wheat was Parnasa Mizoinois, that wheat represents. And the point being, he was telling you, you are going to have to come on to me for your Mizoinois. And we learn later in the next Parsha. That was the point of that dream. The second dream, says the Beis Halevi, was a dream, all a different dream. And that dream, since it was about the Shemesh v'yareach v'acharas v'koychovim, Zok de Beis Halevi, this is a dream about Ruchnius de Gezachim. The Mazolos, the constellations, the Tzaddik's in the bin in the middle, everything's bowing to the Tzaddik, Tzaddik Yisoid Oilob. There, the Beis Halevi says, the dreams were Ruchnius, was a Ruchnius thing. And here the point was that you, boy, you are going to have to come on to me. I'm going to be a higher madrega than you guys in Ruchnius. And that's why he says a very geshmak. He says in the first dream, it doesn't say they're going to bow to him. The sheaves are going to bow to the sheaves. And the Beis Halevi says it was a common expression in his times. Let my wallet be embarrassed from your wallet. And let my car be embarrassed from your car. But I shouldn't be embarrassed from you. And the Beis Halevi explains this Yisoid mean that any other thing that we acquire is not really who we are. It's external to us. The fact that a guy has money, the fact that a guy has nechosim, that's all external. Who says, it doesn't mean anything great about you. You can have a guy who can't sign his name. And he's a millionaire. Big X, signature. Come on, sir. CEO, you're making 17 figures. Never learned English. English. Can't get the word out. Wow, this guy must be so smart. He must be a genius. He was sitting in the part of the expression, the base at Kisei, and he figured out a new toilet flusher. And he's making 17 figures. Wow, he's amazing! Can you spell your name? X! Has any shaykhs to the mesh? No shaykhs whatsoever. It comes and it goes. But ruchnius, when a person works on himself, becomes somebody, builds himself up, becomes a Baal Midas, becomes a Baal Torah, becomes a Baal Derech Eretz, becomes a Yorei Shomayim, that he worked on himself, he controlled himself. He did activities that the mensch, the Shini Ha'odom, the mensch became was Mishubach, the mensch became greater. Zog the Chav, Zog the Elikah Beis HaLevi, this is Mamish Devar, the Erish to dream. V'nei Yakom Alu Musecha, V'shtach Aval Alu Masi, your wallet bounce to my wallet. I'm going to be richer, I'm going to be the part of the Mepharnes, you're going to have to come to be your Zionist. The second dream was a dream that Yosef was saying, and I'm going to be the leader, I'm going to get to a high madrega that you're going to have to come on to be in the Ruchnius. Now, Lo Yosef was a dream in the Vua, and Lo Yosef had to say it over. So, the Beis HaLevi, now we understand the difference in the Shoinus. The Erish, the dream, they weren't Mekanehim, they weren't jealous. The brothers of Yaakov should be jealous that somebody has more money. They should be jealous that somebody has a little more money than them. This is Yaakov Avinu's sons. They didn't like him too much because he was telling them that you're going to have to come, like, you know, crawl to me, whatever, and get money, get food for me. You're going to have to come on to me for your food. That didn't like so much. That was very Yisnu, so they had certain hatred that they're going to have to come on to him for money. That bothered them, but there was no jealousy. And when the Tzveita dreams of the Beis HaLevi, Daika Vayikanu, boy, there was jealousy because they realized that he's going to get to a higher mile than them. And Kanu Boyechov, the Helika Beisalei Moimidik, the shot in the Tzvei dreams. What does it have to do with the Eshte part of our Joshua Rabbisai? Bikesh, Yaakov, Leishe, B'shal Rabbisai. I want to say a Taich Rabbisai. I don't know if it's Pshat, but bear with me. Emes Pshat, but the Mesiva Shishoron Rabbosai, in the Ersht Perek, in the first Perek, says, it's a, I just want to say over commercial, Rabbosai, side commercial for ivory soap and Mesiva Shishoron. But the ivory soap we'll deal with later. But the Mesiva Shishoron commercial, every single yeshiva bach, Rabbosai. I don't care if you're learning in Risk, or in Feres Chaim, or Apple Bounds, or in wherever you're learning, every single yeshiva bach, Rabbosai, has to be fluent in the Sefer called Mesilat Yesharim. The Sefer written by the Ramchal, and it has become extinct with the dinosaurs because it's not a riske. But today people don't learn Musa as in Musa becomes extinct, and Mesilat Yesharim is put on the shelves and gathers dust. And we have to realize that people have to learn Musa of us. If we want to get anywhere, we want to prove ourselves, we want to become that Yosef, and learn some Musa. But a fantastic Sefer for Musa of us. I don't mean to give a fantastic Sefer, but a Sefer that every Kashub, every Bachel once knew backwards and forwards of us. Was the Sefer Mesilat Yesharim. Rav Obi writes, one of the four Sfarim that every Yeshiva writes, he has four Sfarim, I'm going to go on, but one of the four Sfarim that every Yeshiva Bachel should learn and know and have in his pocket. So in a generation where it's hard to know, I don't know, it's difficult, this, you know, we're so busy with, I don't know what we're busy with, tomato peels and grapefruit pits, I don't know what we're busy with, but this generation we're so busy, everybody's busy. We have so many smart, it's so easy to learn, everybody's busy, I don't know what they're busy, we have to find what people are busy with, but they're busy, there's things to do, guys calling up, people are calling me, you know, you have to come to B'nai Brak. The Chaim is wearing a new yarmulke. Everybody has to go take pictures of the Chaim's new yarmulke. We have to run this, that. You know what's going on in the mirror. Today they serve tomato soup the first time. There's rice in the tomato soup. Status of the tomato soup in the mirror. Put on status! Facebook! Tomato guy eating tomato soup in the mirror, yeshiva. And the rice dripping down his sides. So everybody's busy. You have to know where the rice and the tomato soup and that. And the bereka, a guy crunched it through, his tooth broke off, the whole tum on the mirror. If the bereka was roi l'achila, he should have made a bro, shouldn't have made a bro. The whole tumult thing, this, that. The service shall govern. We're busy. So I'm giving you eight boys. They tell you, go to the service shalom. But if you can't do that, because you're so busy with the tomato soup and the bereka, the hard bereka. So the first pet in the service shalom is a must. Mamish the must, Rabbi Yisrael, for every yeshiva bachur. It's the hashkofas hachayim for every yeshiva bachur. Every person has to be full in the first parak, making it easier, Rabbi Yisrael. Rather, hopefully, after that, you'll have time to go on. But the first parak of Yisrael, that a yeshiva bachur shouldn't be fluent in that. It's the yisoid, how yisoid is of everything, of what we're doing here, Rabbi Yisrael. What are we doing on this earth? What did I come down here? To eat potato chips? That's the first bag of Mitzvah Rishon. But in the end, Mitzvah Rishon says, Gevaldik Yisrael, that Kol Matzovoi Shal all Adam in this world is an Yisoyim Hula Adam. Every Matzov that we have is an Yisoyim. There's no such thing as not an Yisoyim, Rabbi Yisrael. Ha'oini Mitzad Echo, says Mitzvah Rishon. Ha'oishi Mitzad Echo, guys, poor, he has an Yisoyim. Can't make it. What's he going to do? Tomorrow, die, he's going around, he has to go Shnor money, he has an Nisayim. How does he pay the bill this month? How this, that? How does he pay tuition? The Oisha Mitzalecha, the Oisha will say, people think, oh, I want to be a rich man when I get older. You think you're on the Nisayimus, the rich guy? Every 5 minutes, I was by rich people, every 5 minutes, well, this Rosh Hashiva, that Rosh Hashiva, that's Applebaum, that's enough of Applebaum. I gave you last year $25, you have to call me again? Call him 16 times, you know, he says, call me back another day, like he's giving you something, $54. You know, he could have gave me that the first time. Yeah, I've gone around 16 times to get the $54. But the mice, it's hard. Every other Shiva's calling you, every this, they're calling you this. It's hard. What to do with your money? Should I buy? Should I get that car? Shouldn't I get that car? The neighbor, that thing, blah, 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 blah. Should we go on that vacation? Shouldn't we go on that vacation? This, that. Should we redo the house? Shouldn't we redo the house? This, that. So there's a lot of the shuttles, all you should. Zokhtim Sidos Shoshorim, Hatir de Mitzad Echot, is also a Tir, the person Torah all the time, is also an Asayit. It's also an Asayit. Vashalva Mitzad Echot. Shalva, serenity, is also an Asayit. What are you going to do? You have free time now. What are you going to do? Nothing bothering you. You're here alone. You can't get, no one can get you. Shabbos. No one can get you on the phone. No one could bother you. You're sitting there. There's no bothers. You have, you know, your father just sent you to the ATM machine. $500 waiting to be picked up Motzi Shabbos. You know, you're going on vacation next week. There's no bothers. You're sitting there alone. What are you going to do now? You have nothing to do. You can sit down alone and say, what can you do? You have nothing to do. There's no bothers. Not worried. This guy's calling you. That guy's calling. Come on. We got to do this. We got to do that. No, no one's bothering you. What are you going to do now in Shalva? So Shalva is a Mokum Messiah. So, if that's true, the mice, it's a matter for Nisayim. So if Yaakov did want Nisayim, so in Chaname, here the Kasha, B.K. Yaakov, Leishet, Shalom. But Shalom is also Nisayim. So you have to say the Kneich over here, B.K. Yaakov, Leishet, Shalom. There's a matter of Shalva. Yaakov feels that matzav will be better for Nisayim. But it's a thing, late shave the Shalva, to relax. To relax in Shalva. That it shouldn't be Kiyuva, not be Nisayim. Matzav is Nisayim, but late shave the Shalva means it should be a relaxation in the Shalva. Kofsol of Roigz of Shayyosef. Roigez, Rashi says in Brochus Hey, La'oilom Yargiz Odom, Yetza HaToiv al Yetza Hara. A person should always yargis. So Rashi, Hey Amid Aleph, Brochus, Yaseh Milchoma. A person has to be a soldier at all times, at every moment of his life. He has to be omed to fight. He has to be omed to be out, to go out to battle. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the Metzias of this world as a battlefield. It's a battlefield! Every single step is a battlefield. From this side, from that side. The Reichsai is another war. The Milchama of Yosef now. That is going to be a new battlefield. How is Yaakov going to be able to handle it? And that's what a person has to understand. There's no such thing as letting up. There's no time in a person's life with his leishev b'shalva. You might be put in the Nisayon of Shalva. You have to fight in that Nisayon. How am I going to handle it? But to relax in the Shalva. There shouldn't be a Milchama. Not Shaiyus. Maybe Yaakov Avinu understood that he had reached a certain madrega of all of the stuff. And he already... HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. Vayit the Milchama. Vayit to the battle. Vaita! Because that's how you grow. And that's what you accomplish. But more so, the lesson that it has for us. The lesson that it has for us. Loidayon. Mashem munachlan. Mashem achakelahem. What's waiting for them in the next world? In this world, they want to relax in the shalva. They don't want to have the nisyonis. And the cheshba was, if they don't have less nisyonis, they could shtag. But that's not the matzav. There's oilam hazeh, and there's oilam habo. And never the twain shall meet. This world is the battlefield. This world is the world of struggle. As we spoke in different shmuzin, hard, difficult. Because Hashem wanted it that way. Because if it's not going to be difficult and hard, and we don't earn it, and we don't deserve it, or we won't enjoy the next world. If we want to indulge in this world and get involved in this world and make it our mainstay, then we're missing the point of our creation. As the Siddur Shasham says in Perek Aleph, Yisoy HaChasidus Yisoy Yeshu Avidu HaTmimu Shiyiz Boro V'yisam Meitzei So-Kol Eitzol La'odom Ma'achoy V'asabonim. What in the world did I come down to this world for? I'm a healthy human being. What am I doing here? Was it every single person has to ask that question? I'm created. I'm functioning. I have a brain. I hope so. I have a brain. I have faculties. I have sight. I have ears. I have a mouth. I have a wonderful specimen of a body. What's it for? What was I created for? To eat falafel balls! With tchina. What was I created? This amazing body that the scientists today are still trying to understand the depth. They can't get into the brain. It's so complicated. It's so unbelievable, the brain. The greatest computers in the world can't match a brain in any way. There's so many different parts and so many things, and they say we use 1/10 of our brain. I would lower it to about 6%. There's so much power in the brain power that we have. We don't use it. But it's there. And what are we using it for? Coconut milk. I have a hard head. I'm the best coconut cracker there ever has been. And I've graduated, I came to Eretz Yisrael, and I cracked over 372 coconuts. What'd you use your brain for? Your head. The skull. So we pass around the microphone in the room right now. and everybody would have asked, excuse me, what do you say on the matter? How do you answer Mr. Sham's question? What are you doing here?
Well, everybody will say, we gotta do mitzvahs, we gotta come to Seder, the Rebbe's Rashivan wants me to come to davening, and so on and so forth. Most of the people would answer that we were created to do mitzvahs. Wrong. Sidur Shom doesn't say that. Now I'm going to blow your minds because the Emma didn't see Sidur Shom. I'm going to tell you what the Sidur Shom said about that. And you think I'm crazy, but that's not the first time. The Sidur Shom says that we were created, Rabbi Sai. Listen, hold on to your chairs to have a good time. You heard that? But Shem created all of us for a good time. It's out! The secret is out! Hashem created all of us for... Come on, that's not what I was taught. In third grade, the Rebbe smacked me. That can't be. He said, you better sit, you better follow the place. I never knew that. I was created for that. We gotta do mitzvahs. You're 3 years old. They bought you the longest pair of tzitzis you ever saw in the world. You tripped over your tzitzis. He has to wear a yarmulke. He's less than 3 months old. A big stomach in his day. He couldn't see his eyes. Come on, baby, let me see your eyes. He bought a big yarmulke. He can't see his eyes. He has to have your shamayim. 100%. We're going to put the doylem. We're not putting picture of Joe DiMaggio in the crib. All the doylem are there. And we have to train them from a young age, Rabbi Sai. We have to train them what they're doing, what they're in this world for, Rabbi Sai. We're here. In this world, Hashem created us. It's in this world, Hashem created us. What we created for? To have a good time. That Mr. Hashem says. Police side, we'll leave now. Have a good time. But Mr. Hashem explains, the police says, that good time is only possible in the next world. The greatest of times, the most powerful of times, the most pleasurable of times, is set aside for that next world, in that next world. And that's what we created for. Hashem wanted us to have a bliss, a bliss. Be so unbelievably happy and ecstatic, in ecstasy. Without taking anything. In ecstasy! Zok the Mishnah! Yofe, Shoachas, Mikoiras Ruach Boilam Abo, Mikol Chayoilam Azeh. So the destiny in the beginning of the Mishnah Velio. What does that mean? It means if you take the pleasure of every single human being from the time of Adam and all his pleasures. And every single human being, from that time, you add up all the pleasures. Everyone's pleasure together. Can you put it into one pill? Oh my! Out of space! Yofe! Shoachas! Mikoiras ruach! Mikol chayot is up there from every shot of pleasure all put together. Shoachas of koiras ruach. No, I'm not born. So up to the best, you know what that means? That means, like a guy walks through a nice, past a nice restaurant, and they're putting on steaks and ribs, and mamish, unbelievable stuff over there. They're skewing on the barbecue over there, with A1 steak sauce. And mamish, the smell, that aroma is coming out of that sauce, that lamb array, how unbelievable, what is that? You smell just the smell coming out of Lamoureux. Just the smell, you walk into the restaurant. Oh, man, your mouth is dripping. Your mouth is watery. That tastes like it. Wow, that smells. Oh, my gosh. Do you smell that steak? That looks like that smells like an 85-year-old steak. Ageless. My grandmother could have eaten that steak in Europe. And I'm smelling that steak skewed on that barbecue with the A1 and the onions and the garlic. And some nice French fries that's been in the back. And he's making fresh chopped liver for those who like chopped liver. And then, Mama, she's just smelling it. And he walked to the restaurant and said, "Sorry, sir, we're full tonight. No room here. Go down the block to Applebaum." Anyway, so he comes in, he smells that smell, everybody's saying. You know what? It's geschmack. He's going out of his tailor for the smell. Zuckerman of Tesla, that's Chad Yofish, you shall claim that's Oilam Haba, just the smell coming out of Oilam Haba. It's 10 times. It's a different world compared to coal. All the pleasures of us in that pill, that ecstasy pill from all Chaya Oilam Hazeh. So imagine the pleasure of being in Oilam Haba itself. So the Sil Shom says that Hashem wants to do, Hashem is the lover, he loves us, more than we love ourselves, he loves us. And he wants all of us to be in crazy, crazy pleasure. Crazy! He wants us to be that matzah! But he said if you'll come there and you won't work at it, you just come there and you get your free, like all these people that won the sweepstakes. We're all there today, everybody say. 85% suicide. They jumped off the roof. They, what happened? They didn't work for it. They didn't earn it. It comes quick. It goes quick. These guys, oh, did you ever see, did you ever do a study of these people who won $82 billion thing? These guys are collecting bottle caps and selling them. What happened to all the money? Came quick. It goes quick. You don't appreciate it. Talk to Gemara Bo-Metzia. A person would rather have kav echot shaloi. Mitisha kav shachaveh. It's a pelot of the gazach. So Rashi bar Metzia, she came to Torach bay. Once you, it's chaviv to you. You work at something, you love it. You learn it, something becomes yours. You work at a piece of gemara, you get it. You love it. You want to chew it up. Anything you work at. You work at being learning a song on your guitar. You work days and you finally get it. You're plus drumming along. You feel like $1 million. You build a building, you put your sweat, your toil into it, you feel great. So Hashem put us in this world, says Mishnah Hashem, to work hard. And every second we should work. The Chofetz Chaim explains that's why Talmud Torah is every second, it's a mitzvah every second. Well, come on, take it easy. Let's get our golf shoes and play golf. What's going on? Take it easy. Every second. Come on. I want to go bowling. What's going on here? Take it easy. No, every second. We have to let up. Mir Chena, we learned in the Mishnayas and the 48 ways to wisdom. You have the time to let up because you have to be able to put in mind that, but as many mitzvahs as possible to do. You gotta learn the mitzvahs and know that Hashem wants to get more and more reward. And the more struggle we have, the more we work harder, the greater the pleasure. The less we work harder, the more we give into Olam Hazeh. We come up to the next world, Rabbi Sai, after 70, 80 years, and what's waiting there, Rabbi Sai? What's waiting there for this guy? The guy who worked hard. The guy who struggled. The guy who he harvested. And he learned. And he didn't have so much money. He was a Koyal younger man. Shmoy Steinstein. A Koyal younger man. He lived in a little Nira. One bedroom. 16 kids! He didn't keep it down! Sarala! I can't sleep! She's under his bed! That's where her bed is! There's no room! You walk into the bathroom at night! Three guys are lined up above the of the bathtub. They build shelves. Yisachar, Shalom, and David. And after 120 years, Mr. Shlomo Steinstein comes up to Olam HaEmes HaBaisai. And they take him to the next world and says, Shlomo, we know you had it difficult in this world, but come along on a ride. Just one second. You got to change your outfit. Michael! Gabriel! Brooks Brothers! Get those suits! Those ties! I don't like that tie. It's only $750! Give me the $200,000 tie! I want a little tie clip also! Tie clip, here it comes! $2 billion tie clip! And for my hat, 64 hours! So I'll win in the shop! Try to figure out that hat! One second. Your chauffeur will be here in a few minutes. With your limo. Not just one limo. It's 16 limos all attached together. No chassan has seen this limo. It's red, white, blue, green, all sections. And every section has a separate dietary compartment. What would you like for dinner tonight, Mr. Steinstein? I'll have spare ribs. Compartment number 4! And they take him on his trip to his house. But he doesn't have a house. He has a mansion! Not just a mansion, a castle! 16 homes! Built like the whole Lakewood! Stretched out! Which is one of mine, which is mine, he says. They're all yours. 16 homes. And 16 kids. No more Sarala under the bed anymore. She gets her own dira. Sidur Malay with her chosin. That's Mr. Steinstein. But now we have to meet. Now we meet the other side of the coin. We meet somebody who didn't know this Mr. Rosh Hashanah. And he thought that his tachas in this world was for this world itself. And we have to get as much pleasure out of here. Mitzvahs, when I'll have time. Lechatchila, b'diavad, it's kosher! I saw the sign flashing, kosher. And I for sure, I went to the restaurant last week. I'm telling you, Rebbe, it was kosher. I saw a menorah. It was playing. I saw the menorah flashing. It was playing. Na 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 la 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 la. Beautiful menorah in the window. How can it not be kosher? You should have seen the guy behind the counter. You should have seen his beard. The problem was it was on the other side! With a rubber band! I'm not sure if it was a Shaito or not, but he was a man! He said everything here is kosher! Even the ham! He said before his ham is kosher, he's one of the sons of Noah! Sam, Jam, and Ham! Shame, Chem, and Hofes, he's good to Chumash, he has to be kosher! Chem, Cham, Chum! I ain't there trusting this guy, he pointed to the picture on the wall, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I'm sure it was kosher, you see his eyes were looking right at me! Eat it! But he did some mitzvahs, Mr. Bernstein. Mr. Bergstein did a lot of mitzvahs in his life. He donated to the local charities. The Women's Society for nail polish removal. He was a big donator to that. He also donated to the bowling ball club. That men could get out at night while the women polished their nails. He could bowl. He's a very, very kind, generous person, Mr. Bergstein. And he had a big house. And he used to drive by Mr. Sternstein's house every day, his apartment, his little apartment. He said, oh, Nebuch. He never gave him too much money. And he said, oh, Nebuch. Nebuch. Look at those kids, how they look. Mr. Bergstein's driving in his Cadillac. Driving down the block. Oh, yeah. And then he went to his house and turned on the TV. The oh, yeah, went out the door with the new series that was going on. And he had his dinners brought to him. And he got to the age, ripe old age of 85, and he moved to Florida. He bought golf shoes and a golf cart. He ended up in Fort Lauderdale, lit an old home for the thing. He walked every day with his wife, took a walk. He went to the local synagogue, and he prayed. And at 95, Mr. Bergstein dies. And he comes up, everybody's crying, Nebuch, his Taka Nebuch. He was a nice man, a generous man. He gave out sometimes candy in the shul. And he gave everybody knip with his mustache. He gave everybody a nice knip. Every Jewish child, he gave a knip. I remember Mr. Bergstein, says one kid. My cheek used to always be purple after Mr. Bergstein knipped me. I was a very skinny child. And Mr. Bergstein comes up, if the 120, and he comes up to upstairs and waiting for his eternal reward forever. And he comes up waiting, his, listen, I did some good deeds. I would like to get my reward in this world. Forever. Forever. Means forever. Which means forever. Which means forever. Ever and ever. As the B'chanan Vasim used to say, the marshal, the person fills up this base measure with poppy seeds, and a bird's going to come once every 10 years and take one poppy seed away. How long will it take to empty the base, Rabbi Sack? Not as long as it takes to empty the base after Shacharis. It will take a long time. Netzach and Netzachim is longer than that. If we take every building of Israel in Shomach Shlomo and fill it up with poppy seeds, you know those poppy seeds they put on top of the chalas and stuff. Poppy seeds. And a bird would come once every 100 years and take one seed away. How long would it take to empty all the buildings in Shomach Shlomo of Israel? You can't even think. You can't calculate it. It's computer. It breaks. Out of order. Netzach and Netzachim is longer than that. You take all the buildings of Yisrael, the whole Yerushalayim. The bird will come every 1,000 years and take one seed. Of Yisrael, we can't let my that's it. The numbers are going. Netzach and Netzach is longer than that. It's forever. Eternally. So Mr. Bergstein comes up for his eternal reward forever. And he says, no, no. Like he's waiting for Shtetzibra. No. He's puffing a cigar, Cuban cigar, Bill. Mr. Bergstein, I want you to meet the Besdin over here. Mr. Bergstein, you want some reward. You'll get your reward, sure, but according to our cheshbonos over here, there's not so many things. See, you did everything v'di'eved. You know, those restaurants that had the hechsher from some rabbi from Brazil? Yeah, he was dead 60 years ago. But you said, you know, you never know. I've had rabbis come to me in dreams. Maybe it comes to the head of the establishment in a dream. I mean, they had a picture of him on the wall. Maybe he's watching. Together with the Babacher Rebbe, two Edim. Alpi Shnayim Edim Yokum Dovah. So, Mr. Bernstein, you're from the avid Jews. You're from the Jews that weren't really running after mitzvahs. You have to get your reward. Michael! Gabriel! Take Mr. Bernstein to his residence forever! Mr. Bernstein walks outside and he sees Mr. Steinstein in his limo. And he's waving! How are you, Mr. Steinstein? My neighbor! Wow, look what's going on here! I never had such a car! Mr. Steinstein smiles out the window. He waves to Miss Hall. How you doing? What's his name again? Bernstein! How you doing, Moish? How's it going? I can't talk! The Malachim are not letting me. I have to eat my 13th course! Excuse me. I gotta run. Wow, these are the cars up here. I never saw these in any magazine. Cars are coming by. Mr. Bernstein is sitting there for an hour. Please. When are they going to come already? Can I sit down? Don't worry. Your means of transportation will be here very soon. Mr. Bernstein! Here you are! Forever! Your tricycle! They give him a tricycle! And they show him this is how you have to get around! Is there any other means up here? Yeah, 1 second! A guy comes by a pogo stick! Come on, Mr. Bernstein! Get on the stick! And they take him. It takes him a long time in his thing, especially he's a little heavy man. He ate too much kishka on Shabbos down this world. So they had to get 16 tricycles. Everyone broke 3 miles in. So they finally went to the pogo stick. And he ended up pogo sticking down the block. And he passes Mr. Feinstein's 16 houses with Sarah Lowe. He used to, oh, never. How you doing? Mr. Bernstein can't believe it. Look at Steinstein. He's sitting there when he's laying on the back of his house. It's 15 by 60. My locker waving. He's sitting there tanning in a bathing suit. And Mr. Bernstein's going with an elbow stick. Can I get some water? Yeah, because that's all you're getting over here. You were a busy avid Jew. You didn't care about mitzvahs. Well, at least they'll have a place of rest. And they pass by the lucrative neighborhood. Steinstein neighbors is long gone. They get to the middle class houses. Can I stop yet? Keep going! 10 hours later, he pulls up to a desert. Nothing around. He says, where's my place of residence forever? And they pull out. You see over there? A teepee! A big teepee! Forever! Is this all I get? Yes. All you get for a bidi and a Jew. And he sleeps in his teepee the first night. And he thinks about all the good times he had in this world. But he really missed the boat. He missed the boat. He missed Mr. Steinstein's boat also, because that's what he has packed in his bag, a big yacht! He missed that boat for sure! Can I get a boat? Sure, they come the next day, you'll get a boat. They bring him from Tinker Toys. Here's your boat, Mr. Bernstein. Enjoy. This is the Metzias of us. And one of the Balabasa says, one of the Talon had a dream. He said, Oilam Hofuch Raisi. I saw an opposite world. I saw the next world. I saw these guys who are low in this world. They're on top of the earth over there. They're in the mansions. And I saw those who are very wealthy, whatever, those who are doing Not to say Chas V'Shalom, the person wealthy man, but I said, cannot be a Gvaldik about Mitzvah, but I said. We read the book, Shnoimi Gross, that's the textbook, for the guys who want to go out to work. But not to say go out to work, you can be a Gvaldik about Mitzvah, you can support Torah, but I said, Emes is a Torah supporter, Emes Mechabit Talmid HaChom, and Emes a Oyev Torah. That's not the point of learning or working, I said. The point is, what are we doing here? What are we doing in this world? We're eating, we're sleeping, we're eating, and then sleeping, and eating some more. But what are you doing? We're preparing our Olam Haba embassy. Every mitzvah that we do, it's an unbelievable reward. It builds that house, the dream house. Everybody wants a dream house, and everybody has a dream house. We always had a dream house. You know, some people got married, and all this, you see these things. This, a guy wants to have a big, nice house. This, 5 bedrooms, 6 bedrooms. This, that, with a swimming pool in the back. You have to have a swimming pool today. They need a swimming pool in the back. Swimming pool. Everything. Dream house. Everybody dream house. But I say, everybody has that dream house. It's an M is a dream house. Well, it's in the ex world, because that's the tachlis of this. That's the tachlis. But we describe now what the Gemara says is MS, Oilam Hofuch Ra'isi. The problem is, the voice that Olam Hazeh entices us to get just too involved. And we get so involved, and we get to an age that we can't do anything anymore about it. And then it's too far gone. It's far gone. But you guys are young. You have a whole life ahead. You build that dream house. Forever. This is pure Yiddish HaKashkaf, the voice. I'm not trying to, there's no brainwashing. There's no this. This is pure Yiddish Hashkafa. Anybody tell you different? This is Mr. Shisharim 101. This is Yiddish Hashkafa 101. This is not praying. This is the truth. And nothing but the truth. This is our belief. I don't know. You want? Try Buddhism. But this is Judaism. Judaism, the belief is we're in this world to work as much as possible to get the eternal reward. And how big that reward will be is dependent on what we did in this world. So you can get up and get involved in everything and laugh your way to the bank and laugh at all these guys who are doing mitzvahs. Ah, he's a nebuch and nebuch. But Tisrach L'Yom Acharoi, who's going to have the final laugh? Forever and ever and ever. And therefore, Ashreichem, and Ashrei everybody, if the one woman at Toyin, he took us out, we know our friends are out there, who knows, nebuch, we have to get them out, and we're in yeshiva, we'll learn these ashkafis. We have the power to eternalize these ashkafis. We have the opportunity to create ourselves a dream house, to create a ashkafis achayim, Rabbi Yisrael. Then what's the number one priority, Rabbi Yisrael? What's the number one priority when it comes in our lives, when I have a decision to make? Should I go here? Should I take that vacation? Should I go to that restaurant? Is it worth it? Is it l'chatchila for ruchnias and be the evid for gashmias? Or the opposite way around? Is l'chatchila for gashmias? Ruchnias? I don't know if it's so good. The person has to realize, is it kedai? I know it's difficult because you don't see it, but is it kedai to forfeit that dream house, to forfeit the pleasure of Olam Haba for a little pleasure, but how long does it last? It doesn't think about itself. Even that sandwich that guy's going to give you gotta eat it. How long is the pleasure? A quarter of a second. And the pleasure of Olam Haba is eternal. It's ludicrous. But at the end of the day, it's the sign. Let's understand this story of the Boisai. Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, dedicate our lives. Chas V'Shalom, Boisai. We spoke about this there. A person is supposed to have relaxation. He's supposed to exercise. He's supposed to sleep right, eat right. He needs to play ball. He needs to go on a shtickle vacation. If he does it with the right intention, you can have a mitzvah every part of it. You can have a mitzvah. A guy goes to sleep and he wants to sleep with a proper intention to wake up and fulfill mitzvahs tomorrow. He gets schar for the sleep. He eats and he wants to have good intention. He wants to go on a break, take a break. He's been learning. He wants to take a break, a kosher break. But the boy said, don't forfeit. Don't forfeit your eternity. Don't forfeit the dream house. Don't be living in a teepee with a pogo stick parked outside. Even if it's an electronic pogo stick. You you all be zoichel eiz Hashem to eternalize this lesson and give nachas, as we say, to the very Olam. When he sees us going in his way, you know what nachas he has about us. He loves us. He wants us to be successful. You think of the Bereshit Bar. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to have that dream house. He's building it. He wants it. He has so much nachas that we just make that decision. Like people tonight, Rabbi, they get a standing ovation after the shmuz that Bochum decided tonight. We're going to make something in yeshiva. And when that guy shouldn't go out to place they shouldn't go to because we want to keep the guys in the yeshiva. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nachas from, Rabbi. We should be zeichel that Hashem always should have nachas from us. Our parents should have nachas from us. Our Rabbeim should have nachas from us. But the most important is, we should have nachas from ourselves. We should be zeichel to climb the ladder of ruchnias. Roishim, Magia, Shemayim, to be great Jews for Klal Yisrael. And one day come up to meet the great, glorious, unbelievable, standing ovation that's going to be waiting for us. All the tantes and the bubbas and the grandparents that come out. Ah! You know how much nachas, you know what they took me. I was in a place where I shouldn't have been. I was in who knows where, and because of your deeds, they took me out. They brought me through. You gave you not only you eternal life, you gave your parents, your grandparents. Who knows who are you, Masakara Boysa. And you'll get up there with that standing ovation, and everybody's going to be smiling at you. Everybody's going to be looking at you. Wow, here he comes. The person that dedicated his life and made number one priority ruchnias. Let us hope and that we should work on ourselves and achieve what we can do. We all have it in us. To that ovation. To that moyridika oilam haba that's waiting for us. To see Mashiach.